class who is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom, friends. It's time to learn all about some wisdom offered to us by an author.
That's right. Today we are looking at a self-help book. These are books that help you improve yourself. They make you change things in your life to help things go smoother.
This is true. This book is called The Let Them Theory. What is it all about? Well, I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, we definitely will. I'm excited to talk about this book together, friends, because I have read this book from the front to the back, so I'm excited to discuss it with you today. Let's get into our first reading right now.
The Let Them Theory. Let go and find your peace. Have you ever felt frustrated when others didn't do what you expected? Maybe a friend didn't invite you somewhere, or a coworker didn't notice your hard work. In The Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins offers a simple yet powerful way of tackling this problem. Instead of wishing that you could control others, let them. This mindset will help you stop wasting energy on things you cannot change and instead focus on living with more calm and confidence.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 tackle 这个动词，意思是处理或是解决问题。譬如 Olivia decided to tackle her fear of public speaking by joining a debate club. Olivia 决定透过加入辩论社来克服自己对公开演讲的恐惧。Tackle 当名词的时候呢，是指运动中阻截或是擒抱的动作。譬如 The football player's tackle stopped his opponent just inches from the goal line.这名足球员的擒抱让对手在离球门只差几英寸处被拦下来。Tackle 字尾加 r 就变成名词了。Tackler 是指进行阻截的人。譬如 ,The young tackler impressed everyone with his calm approach and perfect technique. 这位年轻的阻截球员以冷静的反应与完美的技巧让所有人留下深刻的印象。
Alright friends, there are so many people out there online and in books telling you how to improve your life. Let's see how this author does it.
Well, we read here, let go and find your peace. I think that we see this phrase, let go here, friends, because we're talking a lot about control today. When you have control of a situation, you feel like you can make people do what you want or make a situation turn out a certain way.When you let go, you allow things to happen that aren't in your control.
Exactly. That can be pretty hard for some people. Well, let's continue on in our article. Have you ever felt frustrated when others didn't do what you expected?
Yes, many times. For sure. Let's look at a couple of these words together, friends. First, we see this word frustrated.This means that you feel upset because things are not going well.
Okay, yes. Here's an example with that word. He got frustrated with how slow his computer was.
And here we're getting frustrated because other people aren't doing what we expected. What does this word expected mean?
Okay, what you expect or what you expected is what you thought would happen.But not necessarily what did happen.
Let's use that in a sentence. The rain was expected this afternoon. So we were expecting that it would rain. If something is expected, then it will probably happen or it happens the way we think. If something is unexpected, it happens in an opposite way.
Yes, and you might expect certain people to do certain things. When that doesn't happen, you get frustrated.
It's definitely true for me. We read on here, maybe a friend didn't invite you somewhere, or a coworker didn't notice your hard work. In the Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins offers a simple yet powerful way of tackling this problem. Here it is, friends. Here's the point of the book. Instead of wishing that you could control others, let them.
Okay, let them. Let them control you? I'm not sure I totally understand it just from this sentence. We'll need to continue.
Yes, we will continue here, friends. We read on, this mindset will help you stop wasting energy on things you cannot change. Let's stop there for a moment and talk about an important word in this sentence. It's the word mindset.
Okay, your mindset is your usual way of thinking, the way that you picture a certain situation or your life in general.
All of us have a certain pattern of thinking or a way that we view the world. Some people might have a more negative mindset or a positive mindset. Usually positive mindsets do help you succeed.
Yes, they do. Okay, so this mindset will help you stop wasting energy on things you cannot change and instead focus on living with more calm and confidence.
It's important to live with confidence. This is strong belief in yourself and in your abilities.
For example, she spoke with great confidence at the conference.
All right, so far we see here that many people have anxiety and stress because of their inability to control others. People are going to do what they're going to do, whether we can control it or not, and we need to start saying this phrase, let them.
Okay, let them. Well, I definitely need to hear more about this to fully understand it. And friends, we're not quite done with our lesson. Let's go on to our next reading.
The Let Them Theory. Robbins explains that many people suffer from anxiety, stress, or disappointment because of vague expectations that others will behave in a certain way. When those expectations aren't met, they feel hurt or rejected. But by saying, let them, that burden is released. Let people be who they are, and you'll be free to be yourself. The idea is not about giving up. It's about accepting reality and choosing peace over control.
Vague, 意思呢是模糊的或是不明确的。譬如, the professor's vague explanation made Jonas even more confused about the assignment. 副词, vaguely是表示大致的,不太清楚的。譬如, Eli nodded vaguely, pretending to understand what the others were laughing about. 依赖大致的点了点头, 假装明白大家在笑什么。Vague的名词是 vagueness, 表示模糊, 不明确的抽象概念。譬如, Yuki dislikes the vagueness of the online instructions and prefers clear, step-by-step guides. Yuki不喜欢网络上模糊不清的指示, 他比较喜欢清楚一步步说明的指南。
By focusing on what others are doing and your expectations of them, you're bound to have a bit of stress and anxiety. But in letting go and focusing on your own mindset, you can find more confidence.
I totally agree. We saw a few situations in the first part of our lesson already, friends. For example, a friend didn't invite you somewhere. So the idea here is that you hear that you weren't invited somewhere and you say to yourself, all right, that's okay. Let them not invite me. The other example we have here is a coworker didn't notice your hard work. Inwardly, you say to yourself, that's okay that they didn't notice my hard work. let them not notice it, and then you just focus on yourself.
Sure. Of course, these are not easy to do. It's easy to think a lot about these things, to get frustrated about them, but we're learning to let go through this book. And we read on, Robbins explains that many people suffer from anxiety.
They do. They not only suffer from anxiety, but they also suffer from stress or disappointment because of vague expectations that others will behave in a certain way. We need to break down this sentence a little bit, friends. First, we see that word disappointment. This is sadness because something didn't go as hoped.
Let's use that in another sentence. Missing the bus will probably cause you some disappointment.
For sure. Now, we also see this word behave. Behave means to act in a certain way.
Okay, for example, please behave nicely at the restaurant. That might be something a parent says to their kids. Yeah, this is in general just how you act when you're somewhere. You could behave well or poorly.
Yeah, so we all have expectations of people that they will behave in a certain way. In the first section, for example, we saw that you were disappointed a friend didn't invite you somewhere. That's because you had the expectation that that person would invite you somewhere, and that's where the disappointment comes from.
One of the interesting things in our sentence here is we're saying these are vague expectations. You're not really clear about them, and it doesn't sound like it's things that you've actually expressed to these other people.
Yeah, sometimes it isn't. Like, you can't always expect your friend to invite you somewhere every time. Maybe they have other friends. And that's kind of where this let them theory comes in. You have to let them have their own way of doing things and their own expectations.
Absolutely. Well, when those expectations aren't met, they feel hurt or rejected. That's people who have these feelings. But by saying let them, that burden is released.
So here's another big point from this book, friends. Let people be who they are and you'll be free to be yourself. The idea is not about giving up. This is a really important point of this, I think, friends. The idea here is that when you don't get invited somewhere, you just give up on the friendship. It's that you adjust your expectations. Now, to give up means to stop trying to do something.
For example, don't think about giving up on your dreams of becoming a singer. Keep working hard at it.
So the idea isn't about giving up. It's about accepting reality and choosing peace over control.
Control is a word we've used many times. Let's define it again, friends. Control is the power to make something happen, usually just the way you want it.
For example, it's important to stay in control of your emotions when you're at work.
Yes. Okay, so a lot of us want control. We want things to go just the way we want. But of course, we need to accept reality and choose peace.
The thing is, friends, is that all of us in the world want to have control over everything. But of course, not everyone can have control all the time. We can't control other people.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting what we talked about with that phrase, giving up. If you can't control everything, for some people, it would be easy to just stop trying at anything, to stop having goals and just not care anymore, but that's not the best solution.
No, and that's not the point. The point is to control what you can, and what you can control is yourself.
Absolutely. All right, friends, what we can control right now is what we're going to do next, and that's to take a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? More suffering. When I was a kid, I thought I suffered from being too short to ride the cool roller coasters. In reality, I just needed to grow about 3 centimeters. But the phrase sounded dramatic, and I leaned into it. Let's talk about suffer from. We use it when someone experiences something negative. It's often a long-term problem, not a quick moment. She suffers from allergies. He suffers from homesickness when he travels. It's serious, emotional, or medical. You wouldn't say, I suffer from losing my pencil. That's just a Tuesday. Now, the word suffer itself has a few other uses that are helpful to understand. Suffer through means to endure something unpleasant. I suffered through a 3-hour meeting that could have been an email. This one adds a touch of humor or exaggeration. Suffer in silence is to deal with something without complaining. She suffered in silence rather than ask for help. Suffer a loss is when you experience something tragic or difficult. The team suffered a major loss. This can be emotional or literal. So next time you hear someone say they suffer from something, listen closely. It usually means it matters. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Let Them Theory. The book encourages readers to direct their focus inward. When they stop chasing approval or trying to fix others, they have more time for what truly matters, their own growth and well-being. Practicing this mindset is a habit to build, not a single decision.
Approval 意思是认可或是赞同。 譬如, when Fatima presented her art, the teacher's smile felt like quiet approval. 当Fatima展示她的艺术作品时, 老师的微笑感觉像是无声的认可。 它的动词是approve, 表示赞成或是同意。 譬如, Mateo's parents didn't fully approve of his decision, but they supported him anyway. Mateo的父母虽不完全赞成他的决定, 但仍然支持他。 Approve的反义字是 disapprove, 意思是不赞成或是反对。譬如, though Helena's parents quietly disapproved of her new tattoo, they couldn't help but admire her confidence. 虽然Helena的父母对她的新刺青暗自反对,但仍然忍不住佩服她的自信。And this wraps up today's Language Lab. I'll see you again soon.
So friends, stop worrying about what everyone else is doing and saying and start with yourself.
We read here, friends, the book encourages readers to direct their focus inward. This word direct means to guide or control the path of something.
Okay, here we're controlling or guiding our focus towards something. Here's another example with that word direct. The driver directed his car into the driveway.
What are we directing here? Well, we're directing our focus. And what should that focus be on? Well, we read this word inward. Inward means toward the inside or toward your own thoughts.
Okay, and here is one more example with that word. Turn your attention inward and breathe. Now, what's the opposite of inward? Well, we might think it's outward, but I would usually hear outwards with an S.
Oh, that's a really good point. Okay, so you could turn your focus inwards or direct it outwards as well. When they stop chasing approval or trying to fix others, they have more time for what truly matters. We'll read what that is in just a moment, but for now we need to define this word chasing.
Okay, chasing. I think of a dog running after another small animal. It's to physically run after something, or more metaphorically, to strive or really work hard to achieve something.
Here's an example. He is always chasing perfection. He's always trying to find it. He's always trying to achieve it. And here what people often chase is approval, or they chase this idea that they can fix others and make them do what they want.
When we use the word chase in this way, often the idea is that we're running after something that we can never actually get.
Yeah, it's always just one step ahead of us.
All right, so we chase approval and we try to fix others. We try to do things that we just can't. And if we stop doing that, we have more time for what truly matters, our own growth and well-being.
Yeah, because that's the point here that the writer is trying to make. If we keep trying to change other people and they don't have that expectation, we're going to be putting in a lot of work and effort to make those people do what we want, and really we're just chasing it. We'll never achieve it. But if we turn our focus inward, then we actually have a chance to grow and change ourselves.
We have one more sentence in our article. Practicing this mindset is a habit to build, not a single decision.
Now, we already saw this word mindset earlier, friends, and it is a really important one when we are reading these self-help books. Just remember that this is your usual attitude or way that you think about things.
Yes, remember, here's one more example. A growth mindset helps you believe you can improve with effort, the way you think.
Okay, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment, and you can start thinking about what you think about this advice. Do you agree with it or not? Think about that as we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 let 加受词加动词点点点。And 主词加动词的句型 ，let 加受词加原形动词表示允许或让某人去做某件事情。后半句用 and 连接结果，这个句型带有因果或条件的语气，跟 if you let 点点点 then 点点点的意思类似。常用于建议、假设或强调在某种条件下会导致某种结果。另外，动词的时态可以依照主词的变化而做调整。例如 ,let the experts handle the situation and the crisis will be resolved quickly. 让专家来处理这个情况，危机就会迅速解决。
Alright, friends, we are finishing up with the first part of this lesson about that book, The Let Them Theory. Garrett, what do you think so far? Do you agree with what the book is teaching, or do you have a different idea?
Well, it seems like I agree with most of the things that it's saying, to not try to control what other people are doing or thinking, and to focus more on yourself makes a lot of sense. I think I was just really confused at first. By that little phrase, let them, it sounds like you're inviting people to take advantage of you.
It definitely does sound like that. And when I first read the book, I had that idea as well, until I realized it's more about your internal monologue with yourself, the way you talk to yourself and how you think when people do things.
Yeah. In my opinion, in life, it's important to let other people, well, be who they are, to do what they're doing. But I still think it's okay to have opinions when you don't agree with the things people are doing. Just don't try to control them.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. The let them theory is the idea that they can do what they're going to do, but you're still allowed to feel a certain way about it. You don't need to say, okay, they're going to be like that. I won't be hurt. Sometimes we're still hurt, but we still can't control that other person.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we do have more to learn from this book. We'll be continuing this lesson tomorrow, so of course, make sure to join us again then.
That's right, friends. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.